The National Art School Gallery is a brand new exhibition called The Neighbour at the Gate happening. It features artworks exploring the connections between First Nations and Asians communities. It unravels the impacts of previous immigrant policies and post-frontier national identity making upon First Nations and Australian Asian people. It opens for NAIDOC Week, kicking off 11th of July, running till the 18th of October. And joining us to discuss further, who would know better than the National Art School Gallery Manager, the wonderful Katrina Cashman. Welcome back to 2SER Breakfast, Katrina.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you, Danny. Thanks for having me. Lovely to be here.
Lovely to have you here. What's the concept behind The Neighbour at the Gate?
Well, I think you really did capture it just then. It's really looking, it's an exhibition that's especially commissioned. It's led by three curators. First of all, I should mention our wonderful curatorium, led by Clotilde Bullen. She's working with Zali Morgan and Michael Doe. And the three curators have really put together this concept of looking at those long-standing connections between First Nations people and Asian Australian cultural groups and various people, and looking really at those echoes of colonialism and of immigration policies in Australia and how these forces do continue to shape experiences and relationships between these different cultural groups.
Really awesome to have such great, the three great curators.
Yes, absolutely. We're thrilled to work with them. So it's been an absolute joy to work with. The whole project team at the National Art School has been involved, and the curators have really led the decision-making on the selection of artists. And so it's the project is actually funded by the New South Wales State Government. So thank you. Big shout-out to Create New South Wales for their Blockbusters funding project. But the artists come from all around Australia. So we have newly commissioned major scaled works by the artist Jackie Cheng, who's from Yawuru country in Broome in Perth. Dennis Golding, who's a Gamilaroi Kamilaroi man who lives and works on Gadigal country. Ellen Ashragian Hakanson, who is an Iranian Australian artist also based over in Borlu in Perth. And Jenna May Lemma Lee, who is another Indigenous artist who is coming to us. She grew up in the Northern Territory, actually, but she lives and works on Naam in Melbourne. James Nguyen, whose family ancestry is Vietnamese. We're very proud of James because he's a National Art School graduate, so wonderful to include him in the show. He's also based on Naam in Melbourne. And James Tyler, who is a Kaurna man and Maori man who is based on Camberry in Canberra. So it's really a national story, and the artists have had a lot of development time in order to create very significant major-scaled artwork. So we're very excited to present their work.
This is very exciting stuff, and great to have a few graduates in there as well. And the opening, we've got quite a bit on there to sort of welcome all of these artworks to the world.
So absolutely, because we're opening in NAIDOC Week, we're very excited to present not only the exhibition opening night on Thursday night, that is a free event that everybody is welcome to come to. We have fantastic food trucks and DJs. We have the amazing Kalimi and Young Seaweed performing with DJ Rocky Stallone. And then we have, from Thursday night all through Friday, we have a day that's dedicated to artist talks. And the artists are actually bringing in different family members and talking directly to their artworks in the exhibition space. So that's really going to be a wonderful experience to hear from the artists in conversation with their different family members, including, you know, parents and grandparents and so on, and aunties and uncles. And then on Saturday, that's a really huge event. We have a big family and community day. It's very focused on art making. And so we have artists inspired and a facilitated education workshops that are free and drop in for all ages, from little children right through to adults and to elders. And you can come and log, you can make your own, print your own tote bag, you can make your own ceramic incense burner, you can make your own tassel, you can really get involved with a range of different fun activities, including a kids' corner for little children with lots of different books in various languages. And there's yoga, there's a whole range of things, but I think the big thing that we're all really excited about is the special Shared Skies music concert on Saturday night, featuring Indigenous artist Barker with Rainbow Chan and DJ Rocky Stallone.
That's a packed lineup. Barker and Rainbow Chan there with DJ Rocky Stallone on the ones and twos.
That's right. Absolutely. So, yeah, we're really excited about that. And what a better way to celebrate NAIDOC Week altogether.
Indeed. There's so much stuff going on there. nas.edu.au to find out more about that. Good that you got the kids' corner there. You might get a few National Art School students as part of that.
Future graduates. That's right. That's right. Well, you know, I mean, we're all artists. We're all born artists. All of us have an artist within us, and it's just an opportunity to come together, to relax, to participate, to, you know, be inspired by this incredible work that's on offer. One of the artworks I should mention by James Nguyen is actually a participatory work, so we really need people to come along and to help to create the work. So if you come and create a small incense burner in clay, you can then place it within the gallery, and his artwork will expand and grow over the time of the exhibition.
This is wonderful stuff. The Neighbour at the Gate at the National Art School, all the celebrations for this are just truly amazing. Opening night, go and check out the work and also be there for the Sacred Skies concert. I will put all the details for this up on the 2SER website. Always busy times there at the National Art School, and it is, of course, school holidays at the moment. Got anything else happening there for the kiddies?
Well, I think these are the main events. There's lots of fun activities that people can participate in. There's a children's trail, there'll be badge making, there'll be, you know, lots of fun takeaways as well. But I think the printmaking activity, the tassel making activity and the ceramics activity will be the thing that really draw people in and have them that very close connection with what the artist's work is about, and the fact that it's, you know, talks about community building and communal memory, about relationships. You know, the gate itself as a metaphor is such a fantastic notion of this idea of what can a gate do. It, you know, it offers ideas around transitions, around barriers, but it can also be welcoming and bringing, inviting people in. And that's what we really hope this exhibition will do.
National Art School Gallery Manager Katrina Cashman, thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER Breakfast to chat about The Neighbour at the Gate. I'll put all the details up on the 2SER website, and you can also check it out yourself, nas.edu.au. Always love it when you're here visiting us on the station. Come back again soon. I know you've always got stuff happening there at the gallery. And the thing I'll take from this is the wonderful thing that you said, that we're all born artists. I think that's a really lovely sentiment.
Wonderful. Thank you, Danny. And thanks, everybody. And happy NAIDOC Week. Have a wonderful week, everybody.